Why'd you stop?
Fuck Tom.
Hey, fuck Tom. That's a nice start. How are you all?
Giving us fucking constructive feedback. He can fuck off. He was always miserable when he's on the podcast anyway.
Was he?
Yeah.
Most of the time.
I'm not so sure he was. But
he's
okay.
Miserable most of the time. Podcast or not.
But to answer your question, I'm fine, mate.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah.
Yeah. You're all fine. Oh, well, that's at least something. So we're going to start with Bob and West Ham Everton. As you can all tell, he's in a very chipper mood. So why not start with bringing him down just before the week starts?
Oh, me?
You. Yeah.
I was just saying just before the podcast started. So obviously didn't go to the game. It was in Everton or Liverpool.
It's obvious for everyone.
Oh, yeah.
And it was the last game of Match of the Day. The extended highlights ain't out. So, yeah. But from what I saw, there was some positives in there. I think we had the better chances. I think they scraped it in terms of the amount of shots that they had and that kind of thing. But from the highlights that I've seen, we definitely had the better chances. But it all comes back to the whole where the fuck are the goals coming from kind of thing. Obviously it came from Thomas Suchek, which was always nice. It was actually a great little finish. Anyone see it?
No.
Lovely. Good finish though, Luke, wasn't it?
It was a good finish.
Yeah.
Oh, bottom corner.
Yeah.
They scored in like the 90th minute as well, didn't they?
91st, yeah. Yeah. Ooh. Oh no, actually, it might have been. I don't know. What do you call it?
What 90 plus one? The 91st.
Yeah, I'd go 91st, yeah.
But if it was
90 plus two, it'd be the
92nd. I just realised it was the stupidest question ever. Because if you look on like these, you know, like and stuff like that, bleep that out, like fuck's sake, don't want to get sued. They, like it says 90 plus one, but actually they're on 90 minutes and 33 seconds. You know what I mean?
I mean, that'd be 90 plus. I'd say anything over the 30 seconds is the next minute.
What?
Under is what?
No, no, we're not having that. It's either that's either the 90th minute or that's the 91st minute.
You know, Bob does not have many notes on this match. He wants to make a big deal of his timing.
Yeah, but no, in all seriousness, so 90, right? So I think he scored in the 90th minute and like 30 seconds. So are you saying that's the 91st minute? Or are you saying that's the 90th minute? Because you're part of the 90th minute at that point, aren't you?
Well, no, you're in the 91st.
You're in the 91st minute, aren't you? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I suppose you're right. Yeah. Is it the last stop or is it destination?
No, I didn't go there, Bob. I didn't go there.
But yeah, really good finish from Suchek. I do think we looked like we were the better team. And it was kind of annoying because I did think at one point we're going to get the one over on David Moyes. Not that I have anything against him, but
you hate him, didn't you? God.
No, I loved him. I loved him. Don't ever say a bad word about him. I thought we was going to get the one over on him, but then obviously they scored in the 91st minute, as it would turn out. I mean, to be fair, it was quite a good goal. He managed to get in front of the defender. Pretty well. The ball went out to the right and someone blocked off one of our defenders basically and they managed to get a half decent cross in. And you can't be letting that happen in the 91st minute or even the 90th minute, I would say.
What about the 92nd?
Maybe it'd be excusable then. but certainly not the 91st. Judging from what I've seen, I wouldn't say it was a fair result. But from the highlights that I saw, I think we deserved the win. So it's a little bit of a gutting result, but it's still a point. It's not a loss. So, yeah, it's just a bit meh. And I think especially with how Everton are playing at the moment as well, like up until recently, they had a very good run of results, didn't they? So,
yeah, well, they've not lost in at least five.
Struggled to win recently, though, haven't they?
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, like everything we're saying, even though I predicted a West Ham win, everything was really saying that they were going to beat us, I think, because obviously the Moyes, the manager, you just think...
Do you think there's a bit of season's over kind of feeling from the West Ham players at the moment, or nothing left to play for, you're safe now?
I don't know. No, I don't think so. I mean, there's certainly not... I just think it comes down to the problem that we're having going forward. That is where it all comes down to, like for so many other teams, really. It's just hard to... We find it hard to break down defences, and if teams are setting up a certain way against us, it's hard for us. We're not very good.
Full stop. You can finish your
sentence. Yeah, I suppose. I mean, judging by the league position, I suppose you could say that, but... yeah, we're not very good. I would prefer us playing more counter-attacking football. But if you're playing against a team that's going to allow you to have that possession, even though I think we actually had less than possession than them, so I'm probably talking a load of shit. but yeah, it was. I mean, it must have been a bit of a nothing match because it's the last game of Match of the Day. So,
two small clubs.
Evan Ferguson not coming on until the 92nd minute. All right,
I don't really get that. I don't get what's going on with him. Like I said on the previous episode, I think every time he has come on, he looks half decent. So I don't know whether it's a fitness thing or what, but yeah, I guess only Potter knows the answer to that. Potter.
Anybody else got anything else to add?
No.
I mean, I've not seen it, so I can't. Other than looking at the stats, it looks like Everton possibly were the better team.
What?
Just going off the stats. But...
Watch the fucking highlights, Clive. Shots were
There's no extended highlights.
There's a little point.
Yeah, watch the 3-minute highlights.
Are you happy? With Potter?
Yeah, Bob? I'm quite happy. Yeah.
With Potter? Are you impressed?
Impressed? I don't think he's impressed.
Is he working his magic?
No.
Is he casting those spells?
I think he's certainly set us up with a certain structure now, which was everyone's complaint when Lopetegui was in charge. But I think it's hard to say that I'm impressed with him because...
I mean, he's not really had a chance to mark it either.
No.
It's not his team yet.
It's not his team yet. And out of 26 points, I think we've got 10. So it's hardly an impressive entrance. But like Clive said, we haven't had a transfer market yet under him. So, yeah, no, not impressed yet. But I can see definitely positive signs. Although I said that with what's his face?
I might put him in my relegation list again next year.
Yeah?
Oh, really?
Next season, yeah.
Yeah, I'm putting Chelsea in there.
Well, why not?
Yeah, you're shit as well. You can't score.
We can't score, but we're still in the Champions League position.
Yeah.
I mean, Newcastle got game in hand now, so they win that, they go above you. So.
Yeah. You're still in a Champions League position with like fucking 138 players at your disposal, so well done.
Well, 137 of them are injured.
We've only got one player currently.
Yeah. Let's not blame injuries. We've not let Luke get away with it all season. So.
Yeah. He just
Nobody farted, Bob.
Mitchell definitely did.
No, I opened my bottle of water. If that sounds like a fart, hang on.
Oh, okay. No, yeah. It didn't sound like that. Mike, amplify that.
Really struggling for content from the West End section now, aren't we?
I think I've done quite well to get 9 minutes out of that, to be honest.
I mean, I'm not so sure well would be what
people would love it.
Again, I'm not so sure.
Do you want to talk about the 91st minute again, Clive?
What was Jared Bowen doing on the 91st minute? Was he defending?
Yeah, I think he was back. Yeah. Obviously not very well.
All right, let's talk about Tottenham Fulham. Because this will give us all a bit of joy, right?
I mean, I don't know why. That's all I've got.
15th loss of the season.
Of course,
in the Premier League.
Of course, it's not great. It's not great at all. But poor first half, really, really poor. They just couldn't do anything. Really, I don't think there was a shot on target from memory in the first half.
Most of your players are back now as well, aren't they?
They are.
Van de Ven were on the bench.
Still on the bench and stuff. Yeah, he's still easing him into it. I think he's learned his lesson now. But still 2-0 against Fulham. I think I put it as a draw.
Happy to see the flop player score a goal as well.
Sessegnon.
Yeah, didn't you say he's going to be the worst signing of the season?
I don't think I said that.
I think you did.
Don't think I did.
I think
I definitely think I did.
I think your exact words were, he's going to be the worst because he won't play because he'll be injured all season.
I mean... That's pretty. This is a pretty good memory there, Bob.
I listen to all of our episodes, even this one about the fucking 91st minute.
Oh dear! Do you know what? Yeah, it's typical Tottenham. Honestly, I just get so pissed off watching them. It was a great goal though. Poor from Ben Davies. Should have done a lot better there. But yeah, first half not great. Not great at all. And I think he saw that and made the subs at halftime, which did seem to make a bit of impact in going forward. We obviously got some shots on in the second half and created some chances. Solanke should have scored from the knockdown for Maddison, but didn't. I think Fulham always looked like they were going to score at least one in that game compared to us. I just don't know what it is. It's not like they sat back and just
good team pressure this year.
They've been decent, and yeah, it's very very frustrating to watch. I mean, it was good to see some of the players back. You could see some getting some fitness in, but I think a draw would have been with the way that they played that shit first half, and then where we come out in the second half. I think a draw might have been a fair result overall. But I mean, it's a great goal from Sessegnon. For the finish, first goal was just.
Other than Solanke, did you look like scoring?
Not really, to be fair. I think Son had a chance from memory, but nothing clear cut. You know, I think there might have been two chances, but I was Solanke and I can't remember who the other one was, but it was just one of those things. It was just one of those games where we just did not play the football we're supposed to be playing that Ange wants to play.
Is that the front, the fast on the front foot kind of football that has gone missing recently?
Exactly that. It's that fast football, and it's not working. Like, you've seen the players, you see some of the players doing it, and because I've been watching Tottenham obviously this season, other than a couple of weeks, I missed.
Well, you won both times, didn't you?
don't fucking remind me, Bob. Don't remind me. Yeah, because it hurts. And then I'll just have other people whinging at me if I don't watch Tottenham. Oh, I call yourself a Tottenham fan. You don't watch the games. Fucking, if it makes them win the game, I fucking should not watch Tottenham for everyone. I'm doing Tottenham a favour if I don't watch their games. People have that superstition, didn't they? Favourite socks and all that, you know. That sort of bullshit. Maybe I should just not watch Tottenham.
I should just not watch socks.
Them. Well, they do. It's a thing, especially Americans. I think they're very superstitious.
I get superstitions. You went with socks.
Well, that's the only thing I could think of. That I know that's quite a common superstition.
Is it?
Yeah, I believe so. Don't hold me to that.
Lucky boxes are probably more common.
Oh, that's disgusting. Socks. Well, socks would be better.
So is one of the superstitions not watching Spurs then? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I don't know. Maybe I should not watch next game. We'll just see what happens.
I mean, you've got to wait a while to wait. I think the next game's like the 1st of April now, isn't it?
Which is good, because then people can rest and get going, get training and get their fitness levels up. I think Richarlison might be back as well.
Yeah, you know what your next game is as well, don't you?
It's Chelsea, isn't it? Or something like that.
We'd beat Chelsea.
No, yeah, watch it.
There were some glimpses in there. Bergvall looked really, really good again. Odegaard, it would have been nice if we saw him earlier on in the game. I think coming on the 70 plus minute wasn't enough, in my opinion, to properly get going. And I think because of the subs, sometimes making subs in a game, you either make it early and you make that decision because you see in the game, like I did at halftime, and it worked very well. And sometimes you look at the game and be like, ah, they make subs for the sake of making subs. And I felt like that's what happened. Making a sub for the sake of making a sub. And then...
Because you've said both ways there. So the halftime change is good. The other subs, waste of time. It was just subbing sake.
That's what you're saying? Thank you for being my translator there, Clive.
You've said both ways. What's going on?
Yeah. So it's nice when managers, they see the game like 50th minute and they make that sub early. When the game's like, they have half time and then they don't want to disrespect the players sometimes by taking them off at half time because everyone knows they were shit. You know, so you normally give them to like 55 minutes, 60th minute, and then you take them off. That would have been fine still in the game. But I think for how shit the first half was, it was a smart move for once that he made by making that change.
So he made two changes at half time.
He did, yeah. Bissouma and Johnson, they weren't looking good at all. And bringing on Bergvall and Son, which looked lively, and we looked a lot better. Obviously, getting more shots on target and more shots in general. But then he made the sub for who was it? Odebert come on 70th and Madison, yeah. And Madison, and then after that they get two goals. You know, I'm not saying
the same. Wouldn't have got any goals. Problem, yeah.
No, because he set up Solanke, who should have scored.
At the same time, and just this is just going by the BBC, Madison come on for Romero, so I'm assuming at that point Gray went back into defence.
Yes.
So you changed your shape, which
we did.
You could probably argue.
Oh yeah, that's what I mean. It's just making the subs sometimes, and it didn't work in this instance. The subs didn't work. Sometimes it works to managers, sometimes it doesn't. He made
the
changes.
Could it be that Romero was feeling tight or anything like that? Do we know?
I don't know. Not too sure. He's probably just being careful now because they just come back, and he probably wanted to take him off sooner. If I was the manager, I would have taken him off sooner. If he's just
that'd
coming
be unlike
a
him.
Long injury. What's that?
That's unlike Ange.
Yeah.
It's good that he's decided to be cautious just before a 2-week break.
Oh, it makes sense because he picked up a knock in the last 20 minutes.
I mean, they're all going to be pulled out of international duty now, aren't they? So
yeah, well, Romero will go. I think
that sub will probably say, oh, he's got a bit of an injury.
He'll go. Solanke will go, but he won't play at all. So I don't see him play. If he does, he'll play like 10 minutes. He's not getting in over Kane or Watkins at the moment.
Or Rashford now, back in the squad.
You know, whatever Tuchel wants to do.
We can come on to that a little bit
later. Yeah, I was
going to
say that's fine. But no, overall, frustrating. A draw would have been nice out of that, just the way that we played from the first half. It was good to see some players back and getting a fitness again, but there's going to become a point now where fitness is like, well, stop making excuses. I don't want to make excuses for Tottenham, but that's going to come a point where I'm going to stop that and be like, look, guys, you're shit. You know, you're all back. There's no excuse for playing like this. Fulham at home, tough game always anyway. Still frustrating that we got the loss.
So, I mean, out of the starting lineup, you're saying what, probably two players that wouldn't really start normally if you had a fully fit team in Gray and Davis?
Tell wouldn't start.
You don't think Tell would start?
No, Son will play.
Son's been fit the whole season.
He's been resting Son, and Son's been pretty good. I mean, Tell's decent, don't get me wrong, but I think Son just offers that a bit more. He likes the Brendan Johnson Son format. He likes that play. But I think Tell, yes, but would be younger, probably quicker. But he hasn't proven himself yet, and he's still learning the Premier League. So I think...
And he'll be gone before.
And he'll probably be gone, yeah. So I think at the moment, Son would have been the better choice. But I get what you're saying, Clive. Yeah, the team that we had anyway, there's no excuse for us to not be playing, like at least getting a couple of shots in that first half. Or at least creating something with regards of Davis or Gray. You know, Gray's natural position has been filled anyway. Ben Davies is a seasoned defender, so there's no excuse there. Yes, Van der Ven's better, but that doesn't make it that Tottenham should be putting in performance. They're all professional football players. You know, Gray, you can give him the benefit of the doubt because he hasn't played centre midfield all season because he's been playing centre back, right back, left back. But that's a decision that the manager's made in that game. So, like, if we're not creating anything or doing anything in that first half.
It just seems like I get kind of resting players and whatnot. You played Thursday night. I don't know how many of those players played or started again on Thursday night. But, like, that. I don't understand why Madison's not starting that game.
I don't. He did play Thursday, but I don't know why he didn't start. I don't know. Maybe it is because of Madison has been injury prone. I honestly don't know. Maybe there's something in the training at the moment that they're seeing for the players are getting. I honestly can't tell you, Clive, but he has been rotating them a lot more than I expected. Which sometimes can actually hurt.
And who you got next in Europa League, do you know?
Frankfurt.
Not an easy team, as West Ham now.
It's not an easy team. They're a lot harder than AZ, Alkmaar, whatever they're called. So we need to step it up. I think he'll play, obviously, Romero, Van der Ven, if fit. Obviously, Spence played over tomorrow.
Well, I mean, the first leg's not until, like, the first week of April, is it? So... Yeah. I can't see Van der Ven going to international duty, so he's got another 2, maybe 3 weeks to get fit.
Yeah.
So, I don't really have anything else to add. I say Fulham, I think, have been a good team all year.
So when they play West Ham, lol.
It doesn't surprise that they're above all of those kind of lesser London teams, shall we say.
I mean, going by performance this season, not surprised they beat us.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I agree with you, mate. I agree with you.
Anyone else want to talk about Fulham or Tottenham?
Fuck Fulham.
No.
Cool.
Really. Both flat.
They're both flat, did you say, Bob?
Yeah.
You didn't sound too sure about that either.
Yeah, I know, because I have to watch what I say. We've still got to play Spurs, so.
I mean, it's on the same point. It's just madness, isn't it?
I know, right? And
I could be getting, I never thought this was going to happen, I could be getting 2 BFCs at the end of the season.
What?
I don't need it anymore.
it's bonkers. It's
what was the BFC bet with you again, Mitchell? I can't actually remember.
I don't think there was
relegation.
Oh, it's West Ham getting relegated. Yeah,
yeah.
But I wouldn't have put a BFC on.
No, you did.
You did.
You did.
What was the circumstance?
You just having the lulls. Yeah.
Was it like a month ago?
Yeah, it was when they were struggling, yeah.
You pricks. Yeah, because then you've had 2 wins and a draw in the last 5. I think you just lose them all.
Because I don't want to buy you a BFC.
Be fair, Mitch, I think even if they did lose them, Ipswich would, they, you know, it's
fucking
not coming
Ipswich
up,
and Leicester.
That table, mate.
They're both knobheads. They're all losing.
Yeah, they're pretty bad teams.
No, Leicester, how bad Leicester are. They're losing against United, for fuck's sake.
I know, exactly.
C'est terrible.
Right, shall we talk Arsenal Chelsea?
Arsenal, the home team.
It was nice to see Cole Palmer turn up once again, eh, Mitch?
What do you mean?
I was waiting for this.
You got out of this. You got very lucky with that because you've been slagging him off. I guarantee you, if he was fit, he'd have scored against you today.
He wouldn't have.
Purely superstitions. Purely because of your words. There's no socks here.
He's still got that fever, is he?
I don't know what it is. I'm sure he played on Thursday. I think he must have picked up a knock there.
Maybe Palmer's been.
He weren't even on the bench.
Allergic to big games.
Or mimosas.
Didn't want any Palmer. Mimosas. Did he? But it was a pretty nothing game once again. Got a nice set piece goal for the first time in a while. Are you growling at any particular reason?
Yeah.
Right, okay. We'll go on.
Well, it's just fucking annoying, isn't it? I mean, all right, Clive.
Sorry.
There's no need for that, mate. It's I've got a few things to mention at Chelsea, but I'll wait till my turn. But the corner... it was Nkunku, wasn't it?
It was. He was
on the front.
Well,
yeah, and
he
just...
Back.
How have you let him run in front of you? Jesus Christ, just your job. You are the front man. You don't let him get in front of you. I mean, it was a lovely header after that. And Sanchez isn't saving it, but fucking hell. Don't let him get in front of you.
I agree. I think it was bad defending. But take nothing away from the actual header itself. It was very, very well put away. But other than that, I think Marino had one chance that Sanchez did very well to save in the second half. But other than that, neither team really wanted to do anything. Raya nearly tried to give Cucurella an assist. But other than that, I don't think he made another save pretty much all game. Gabriel and Saliba didn't have any real problems with any of your attacks. It was just a very poor, boring, slow-paced game, really.
That's exactly what I said it would be. That's why I almost went for a 0-0 prediction. I knew we both have been struggling going forward, and it was just like, I really thought we were just going to cancel each other out and it was going to be a boring little bit of a clash in the middle of the park. It was just pretty much how it was. It was very, very lacklustre game of football.
Yeah, I mean, after Arsenal scored, they kind of... Because before we scored, we did kind of make some good spaces, get into some good areas of the pitch. But afterwards, we kind of just decided to take foot off the gas completely, let you have some of the ball. And it was just, even Martinelli, when he got the ball on the counter-attack, it everyone's touch seemed heavy. There's no real quality in the game at all, if we're being honest, other than defensive quality, I guess. But Declan Rice didn't look like he needed to even break a sweat. It was just a disappointing game. Legend of a captain for West Ham.
It was very poor. You got Sanchez doing his classic mistakes, just passing. It's distribution. He just loves passing it to the opposition players.
Yeah, I mean, your defenders were pretty bad at that as well. Your defenders were playing themselves into trouble to start off with.
This is the thing. He's switched up that back four. I think Badiashile, I'm pretty sure this is his first game back. Oh, did he play last week? I can't remember. But it was definitely Fofana's first game back. But I don't understand why... So Fofana's first game in 3 months and he's decided to play him in right back.
Say that 15 times in a row. Fofana's first game back in 3 months. Try it.
No.
Okay.
Fofana's...
I mean, we've got some time to fill, so for me, boots.
Just loop me saying it. Fofana's first game in 3 months. 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 it's I'm going to say it. His first game back in 3 months. But you've got... Fofana's. But you've got Gusto and James both available. And I don't know why Gusto didn't start. I don't know, maybe he must have played the full game on Thursday or what. I've no idea. But James was there. But he's tried that new system again. He's put Enzo Fernandez in the number 10 role. And he's put James next to Caicedo. And all I can think is, you know, maybe he's tried to cancel out your left hand side, your Trossard. He's tried to cancel him out, go a bit more defensive on that side. And then you've got James who can do a bit of both. He can still be defensive, but he can also push forward and just have Fofana sit there as a solid back three, because Cucurella's always going to push up. But it's just, yeah, first game back, I didn't make sense. Play Gusto still. And have a bit of width running up the pitch on both sides. But it was just such an empty, soulless, nothing game. I didn't mind the little niggles. That was quite nice. Make it a little bit feisty. Make the players want to fucking do something. But, it was just so poor. It was all Arsenal in the opening 20. But like you said, they get that goal. You dropped off. We had maybe one or two chances in the whole game. And it was just very boring.
See, this is the thing, right? Your two teams are high up in the table, yeah? Mine and Luke's obviously struggling a little bit, but at least you know with a West Ham Spurs game, there's going to be a bit of liveliness, and there's going to be a good game to watch. look at your two shit. Oh, I'm sorry today.
What West Ham Everton, was that an exciting game, or was you trying to?
That's not a derby, though, is it?
Well,
Tottenham
Fulham, was that an exciting game, Luke?
No comment.
Yes, fuck you, Bob.
They did say something interesting during the Arsenal Chelsea match, that Arsenal have got the best results from London derbies this season. Even more reason for us being the best team from London, Luke.
Gross.
Just wanted to get your opinion on that one.
Oh, well done.
Sorry, mate, I'll blank out anything you're saying. What was that?
I'll say it again. So they said during the game today that Arsenal have got the most points out of London derbies this season.
Okay.
Again, establishing that Arsenal are the best team in London this year. What are your thoughts on that?
I don't have any, mate, if that's what they said.
It's just more.
He's not biting today.
He's not. He's just clicking away doing whatever he's doing.
Hentai.
Yeah. Always.
But yeah.
Did you
London
see,
is red.
Fuck off, Clive. Did you see
what it is?
Trossard's absolute filthy dive. Oh my God.
Yeah, right in front of the lino as well. Like, how has he got it wrong?
Did he get booked for it?
He didn't. No.
And because it was in a nothing area, it was never going to get looked at or overturned or anything.
You can't
look
at it, can you?
It was just so filthy. Oh, dirty diving bastard.
I mean, Fofana could have been booked about 100 times during the game.
He just poked Declan in the bum a little bit, didn't he? Here you go, lad.
not the first player to do that this season to an Arsenal player. That's for sure.
Woe is me.
So, obviously, with Newcastle playing in the Carling Cup today, they've got a game in hand now and can go above you. Do you feel like you're going to fall out of the top four? Because you was asking me if I thought Arsenal were going to fill out, and last week you said, "Oh, if we beat you next week, we're only beating
you." Unreal.
So I just
thought we might get a draw.
Said it in that exact voice as well.
I really can see it happening because 2 wins in 5, and those 2 wins were Leicester and Southampton. And the Leicester result was very uninspiring. It barely scraped a 1-0. We're not even getting riled up for a derby where we, like I said, could have gone, 2 or maybe 3 points behind you and secured almost the top four.
Maresca out then, isn't it?
No, it's still not. If he did the Chelsea way, if he doesn't win the conference and we don't get Europa, they may well get rid of him. Which I still think would be silly, but
do you think conference and sixth place is good enough?
It should be. And I think at the start
That's
of the
not
season.
Why I asked.
No, well yeah, but hang on. If at the start of the season that was the thing, we would have been happy with that. I just think that good run in the first half of the season has probably not done him any favours.
I mean, you could finish as low as 10th, looking at the points in the table. Honestly.
Yeah, well, West Ham could still get relegated. I mean, you know, that's just, yeah, I'd need to.
Don't feel good, does it, dickhead?
Yeah, maybe. Well, we've still got Ipswich. I'm not even going to say that's a guaranteed 3 points because I will shoot myself.
You've already lost against them once this season, haven't you?
No.
I think that was Tottenham.
Oh, is that Spurs?
We've got an interesting set of fixtures left. It's a mixed bag, but it does include Nottingham Forest and Newcastle. So, and hopefully by the time we play Liverpool, they would have already won the league and that would be a nothing game to them.
As if they wouldn't it. Wouldn't it be fucking funny if they didn't win anything this season? That'd be funny, wouldn't it?
It would be hilarious, yeah. Because that would mean Arsenal win the league.
No, it wouldn't. Oh, what if Nottingham Forest went on a run?
Forest are done.
I don't think they are.
Done, mate.
Oh, do you know what? I'd love that. I'd love it if Forest went on and won the league. Could you imagine?
It'd be like Leicester all over again.
Yeah, and it would be Arsenal fucking up instead of Spurs.
Yeah, it would be.
Look at them two, eh?
But we're back to it now. Back to winning ways, aren't we? All we needed to do was play Chelsea.
That's what anyone needs to do. Well, you've got Fulham next. That's a loss.
I'm not so sure on that.
We'll find out in this week's Man versus AI.
We're probably going to do the Premier League predictions in a couple of weeks. There's no point doing them tonight. We'll do an England special tonight, boys.
Ooh.
An England sounds like a takeaway.
Oh.
anyone else want to talk about Chelsea or Arsenal?
You're both fucking shit and I'm sick of yours.
I agree.
Me too.
We can happily say that this week London is red, so
you need to
I'm going to keep saying it. At the end of the season I'll be saying it as well, so.
Oh yeah, because Liverpool.
Oh. Wait, what?
They win the league, not London.
London is Liverpool.
Yeah.
Right, let's move into Man versus AI nice and early then. Spoiler alert. Only one person got points this week. And by person, I mean AI.
So not
that was it. Not a person at all, no.
Wow, have we ever done that before? A 0 point week?
No, I don't think so.
I don't believe so, but I'm not going to look it up because, I mean, I've got time to, but I'm not going to. Right, so let's go.
That rhymed.
AI predicted West Ham to beat Everton 2-1.
It predicted
so it got 0 points. It predicted Arsenal to beat Chelsea 2-1, so it got one point. And it predicted Tottenham to beat Fulham 3-1, so it got 0 points. So it got a maximum of 1 point this week and has extended its lead still. So Bob predicted a 2-1 win for West Ham and got 0 points. Clive predicted a 1-1 draw, got 0 points. Mitch predicted a 1-1 draw, got 0 points. And Luke predicted a 1-1 draw and got 0 points. We're very good. So as it stands, AI is on 81 points. Humans are on 60 points. The mini league table between us, Mitch is still on 18, Clive on 17, Bob on 16, and Luke still on single digits on 9 points. And he was so close to predicting a loss this week, wasn't he? He ummed and ahed about it for a minute.
Could have got your double digits, Luke.
No.
You just don't want them, do you?
No.
Just doesn't want them.
I'll get him at a Chelsea game, don't I?
Well, we'll see. Are you going to predict a loss then?
No.
So, as I say, we've got England match this weekend coming up. I think when is it? Friday night against Albania. Thomas Tuchel's first game in charge. What are we thinking, boys?
Wunderbar.
Albania.
That's who we're playing.
It's a World Cup qualifier, it's not a friendly.
Yeah.
Oh, he's jumping straight in the deep end. Look at that.
I mean, I don't think Albania's going to be the deep end, but
you wait
sure.
When they beat us 3-1.
Is that what you're going to predict?
3-1. Are we predicting? Oh, fuck me.
Well, yeah. Oh, fucking hell.
It's like we've never done this segment before.
Not for it. Yeah, we haven't we?
Yeah.
I need to look at. I can't even. The only news I know from the fucking England squad is that OAP came back. What's his name?
Jordan Henderson.
That's it, Jordan Henderson. Fuck me.
Carl Walker's playing.
Cole Palmer hasn't been selected.
Oh, he's in the squad, isn't he? He's just injured.
I'm just fucking with you.
Yeah, I'm just fucking with you.
Aaron Wan-Bissaka weren't selected, though. I was a little bit upset about that.
Go into it, Bob. Let us know your feelings.
Well, I was just a little bit upset and over there.
England squad. Let me see this shit.
But look, like, would you guys have picked Aaron Wan-Bissaka or not?
Over who?
Over anyone.
If you look at Kyle Walker, I think over Kyle Walker now. I don't understand the Kyle Walker and Jordan Henderson.
And probably Reece James as well.
Based on this season,
he's been injured.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
but he's back now. Well, it's only because
deserves him to go straight into the England squad.
It's only because you want Jed Spence in there.
Well, of course. He's been performing good.
Has he? At the bottom half of the table?
Doesn't matter about that, mate. Individual performance, he's been good.
Has he?
Yeah.
Nah, he's fucking shit, mate.
I mean, he's been Tottenham's best player, but it's not hard.
Well,
it's what it is. Still better than fucking any other right back at the moment.
Other than Wan-Bissaka.
And Reece James.
I mean, they're both down there, aren't they? Both languishing right down there.
Yeah.
He carried us to 13th position.
To 16th in the league.
Yeah. 13th, he was.
Wait, I thought we was 13th.
No, you're 16th.
It's just wishful thinking.
I mean, you're on the same points as Everton and Tottenham, but...
No, we're not 16th from that.
You are.
You generally are.
Yeah. Oh, fucking hell. Yeah, we are. It's because United are winning. That's why.
And your goal difference is shocking compared to anyone else around there as well.
And your goal difference is shocking. Me, 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 me. Cough for Clive.
Tottenham have lost 15 games this season and they've still got a positive goal difference.
So. Yeah.
I know which one I'd rather. Positive one difference.
So we got England, Albania. So I'm going to ask for predictions. I'm going to start with Bob. England versus Albania. What are you saying, Bob?
I'm going to go with 4-0 England.
I'm just saying now, Bob, England have never beaten Albania 4-0.
Have they ever played Albania?
They've played them 7 times.
Oh, okay.
What were the scores?
6 times. 2-0, 5-0, 3-1, 2-0, 2-0, 5-0. Well,
so what are you going for, Mitchell, out of those?
2-0.
2-0. Yeah,
2-0. Luke, how are you feeling?
4-0.
4-0 as well.
Really?
I'm going to go...
Come on, Clive, it's for lulls. Come on. Give us a stupid score.
6-0.
Oh!
6-0 England. Let's go.
You crazy madman.
Crazy, crazy madman.
If that doesn't give us 1 million subscribers, I don't know what will.
We also play on the 24th. That's a fucking Monday night.
On the 24th
against Latvia. Do we want to do that prediction now? No, we'll wait another week for that one.
Yeah.
We'll wait another week for that one, shall we?
I'm just saying, we've never beaten Latvia 4-0.
I got a feeling someone's going to
go. We have never 4-0. Played Latvia.
Right. AI's prediction is England 3-0. England's quality is the main reason, although it's saying that Saka is one of the players who won't be playing. So... Good one, AI.
Home
advantage. Game is at Wembley. Yeah, it's just Albania's imitations are football. AI predicts a 3-0 England win. Obviously, we shall state that it's not for points. Once again, this doesn't count.
We should have done an international point. No, we should
league table kind of thing.
Yeah. No. It's a fucking stupid idea.
That was a stupid idea. Who said that?
Come on, Clive. Sit down there.
Sorry, guys. Sorry. do we want to speak a little bit of England other than the disappointment in Wan-Bissaka not being picked? Are we excited for a new manager to take charge?
Yes.
Some rubbish teams.
I probably would have skimmed these matches if watched them at all. But now Tuchel's in charge. I want to see his opening games. I want to be impressed.
Do you think he's going to wear a baseball cap?
Yes. An England baseball cap.
Do you think he's going to do anything different? What kind of formation is he going to play? Is he just going to be same old, same old?
Well, he's German.
He's going to win. Well done.
Yeah, he's not going to be afraid to go forward.
So you think we're going to be more attacking?
Absolutely, yeah.
I'm not convinced by
which
that.
Is why I think he will start and play Reece James at right back.
Wow.
You heard it here first.
Why?
Yeah.
Because he's good at attacking.
Is he?
And I'll tell you now, he'd be faster than who's passed it?
Kyle Walker.
That's the one.
I think Kyle Walker would have beat him running backwards still. Oh,
I wish we could find out. Imagine if we were big enough. Oh my God, get them both on, 100 metre sprint.
And Kyle Walker has to run it backwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously, because that's the claim that Luke made.
Exactly that.
Because Luke is crazy.
Yeah.
Wait, what? As in running back towards goal, not running backwards?
No, running backwards.
As in running backwards, Bob.
Oh, Bob.
Yeah, do you know what, right? Reece James, Dan Byrne, and...
Fuck Dan Byrne.
He's scoring. They're scoring. And then probably Bowen, Kane, and Gordon.
Are you just going to go through the whole fucking squad and say might score?
I didn't say Bellingham was going to score, so fuck you.
All right, well done.
Or Solanke, or Rashford.
Or Kane.
I did say Kane. Yeah, I
think. Yeah, it's kind of, you look at the squad and you just kind of think, where's Wan-Bissaka?
It was a bit of an uninspiring squad, but again, it's like there's a lot of injuries, isn't there? Like Luke,
we can't
Luke
blame Luke injuries. Testo, so.
Yeah, can't blame injuries, Clive. Come on, you can't bring it to the internationals, mate.
You can blame it for players not being selected for international duty. I think that's fine.
Well, only if they're injured.
Yeah. That, oh, good one, Bob.
Ha cha cha.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I don't think there's any real point in keeping this going, to be honest. You're not giving us anything tonight, lads.
Giving us anything tonight, lads. Yeah.
We're in it with Arsenal.
No, we won't.
And also, we're ending this on the 48th minute.
Do you know another stat I heard, Clive?
Well, no, we're not, Bob.
You know, you know another stat
I
heard?
He's been Googling this.
No. I did That's see it the other day. Yeah, but I wasn't going to say anything because it obviously hurts Tottenham in that. So it's like contradictory of me saying something. So I feel like I should pass it over to Mitchell.
You're used to doing that anyway.
Well, so. I know. I think I saw something that, what did they say, Facebook? Like you haven't won a trophy.
Oh, Premier I know League trophy. What you're
saying. Did you see it as well, Mitchell? Did you see it as well?
Since all the social media platforms.
That was it, yeah.
Facebook, Twitter, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, you haven't won.
It's true. And we still won more league titles than any other London team. So.
Yeah, see.
But not more European trophies.
Exactly. No, that's true.
Thank you.
Even West Ham have won more than you.
Oh!
That might change this season, eh?
If you had bought a striker, maybe. All right. Let's talk about that again, shall we? Not actually, because we spoke about it for the past fucking 30 fucking episodes or whatever it was.
Yeah, and the fact that Marino scored against Chelsea.
Don't need a striker, do we, boys?
You see.
Clearly.
Chelsea are shit, though.
Yeah.
Shit.
But they turn up against Tottenham, guaranteed.
What, you make it sound like Tottenham's a hard game?
When's Nicholas Jackson back? Yeah, I mean, Tottenham have lost 15 games this season. You don't really need to turn up to beat them, do you?
yeah, Jackson, who knows? Fucking guy. Honestly, Jesus fucking Christ. I mean, you got to love to hate him, right? I mean, we play better when he's on. Oh, no, Clive, you said it, mate.
Yep.
No, do you know what I thought the other day?
End the episode, Clive, end the episode.
You know what I thought the other day, right? And you know you were saying about how Palmer's gone all shit.
Yeah, since Jackson's been injured.
No, definitely. I figured out why.
Oh, yeah, go on.
It's not because he's got a fever. It's not because Jackson's gone missing.
Everyone ready
You ready?
It was massive insight.
It's the bum job.
It's because his best mate on and off the pitch, Madueke got injured. Look at what's happened since Madueke's been out. Palmer has gone to shit.
But he was a bit shit before that, anyway.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was.
No, he was.
Because Madueke hasn't done much for a long time either.
He's done loads. He makes shit happen. Yeah. They want to impress each other. They love each other.
Well, maybe just impress everyone else.
What are you saying away for?
My cat just scratched me, sorry.
Oh, stop it. Well, what's that got annoyed for? What's wrong with a bit of gay love, Bob? Huh?
What?
What?
Gay love?
Yeah.
He's talking about
Palmer and Madueke. And you went, okay. You let him be, all right?
No, I didn't. Actually, my cat genuinely scratched me on the knee, so.
Is your cat now purring?
Good Nelson.
Maybe. Is he purring? Yeah, he is purring.
I can hear it, yeah.
Wait. Oh, you just ripped the fucking microphone off. No.
Yeah.
Right, are we going to end it now then?
Yeah, not in the 48th minute.
No, we've gone past the 48th,
51st. 51st it is now.
Hang on. Think of something else to talk about for 15 seconds.
So it'll actually be about 50. Yeah, it's 15 seconds now.
Yeah, we're hanging on. Wait, Clive, we're so close.
I'm hovering over the button right now.
Just don't do it.
Don't do it.